It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We've got a full house, and Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley is among those with us in the studio this morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Todd. I appreciate you having us on. I asked Todd to give us a little time this morning. We're going to have a little bit of a CCHS Athletics takeover for the first segment of the sideline report. So there's a couple announcements we'd like to make, and then we're going to spend some time having some athletes kind of flip the script, if you will, on Mr. Griffin, ask him some questions, and let the guy behind the mic answer some questions for a change. So to start off, I'd like to thank Todd, obviously, WPKY, and Miss Beth Mann, the Edge Media Group, for all that they do for Caldwell County Athletics and your Sports Edge and all the support that they give us. And with that being said, the next thing I'd like to announce is on February the 10th, on Tuesday, we're going to name that day Mr. Todd Griffin Day.
Oh, wow.
At the high school. So that's Todd's surprise. I hope he's surprised. I don't think he knew. I think we kept it under wraps. So at halftime of the boys' game, we're going to have a little ceremony. We're going to recognize Todd for all of his time and dedication and service to Caldwell County Athletics and the community. And we'd like to invite everybody out there to come and check that out. Come watch the two good basketball games with the local teams, with the local rivalry. And at halftime of the boys' games, we're going to take a little time and recognize Todd. So to kick that off, what we would like to do is, like I said, we're going to take over the show for a second, and we've got some kids here that are going to ask Todd some questions. They've all been interviewed by Todd at one time or another in the last 3 or 4 years, and we're going to get this thing started with some interviews. So first we have Aaliyah Towns, who is the best athlete in her family and a soccer player.
Wow.
She's embarrassed with that, but that is very high praise. We have Troy Freeman, who is a volleyball and tennis superstar and possum chaser extraordinaire, which we discovered back in the spring on this show right here. We have Scott Courtner, golfer, baseball player, and the best athletic intern that I have at the high school. He's the only one, but he's also the best. And we have Jack Roach, football and basketball player, and now we've decided he's the designated three-point shooter for the basketball team after his last performance. So these guys are going to kind of ask you a few questions, and we're going to start with Miss Towns, and we'll just kind of work our way around. We'll probably go Miss Towns, Miss Freeman, Mr. Roach, and Mr. Courtner, and they're gonna fire some questions at you and let you answer and tell us some stuff about you for a change.
All right, go ahead.
How long have you been reporting on Caldwell County Athletics?
Gee, that's a tough question. I think it's about 39 seasons now. Wow. I think I started when I was about 15. Does math work out? I started at 15. The radio station when I was about 15. I guess I started covering sports not long after that. So it's 39 seasons, but I was at the radio station a little while before I got to do sports. I had to beg and beg and beg to get on those basketball broadcasts. But Twyman Bourne finally put me on the air, Jeff, and here we are.
Oh, Mr. Bourne had to wear him down.
It took a while.
A little bit, that's right.
How do I keep going?
Let Troy go, and then we'll just kind of work it. That's not all.
Okay.
What made you want to be a sports reporter?
I was just always sports-minded. You know, even growing up, the first memories I have is watching Kentucky basketball on TV. Even when I was maybe 2 or 3 years old, I hope other people can kind of relate to that a little bit. But I guess the biggest thing that put me into sports reporting is that I wasn't very good at sports. You know, I tried to do the sports thing, and it wasn't working out. So I thought, well, the way to stay in sports is to, you know, to cover it and stay in that way. So who's up next?
Speaking of watching Kentucky basketball, who's your favorite Kentucky Wildcat, any sport, and why?
Oh, in any sport? Yeah. Well, probably Rex Chapman, because he was kind of in school when I was in school, and it was a big deal when Kentucky got him. He lit up Louisville one night from nearby Owensboro, Apollo, so that didn't hurt any. And I would say Rex Chapman. I love Goose Givens. I remember him scoring 43 points against Duke in the championship game. I guess I was about 8 or 9 years old at the time, so those kind of things kind of stick with you too.
We know you're also a big St. Louis Cardinals fan. Yeah. So who's your favorite St. Louis Cardinal and why?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Somewhere between Willie McGee and Jim Edmonds. Just, you know, McGee kind of came on the scene in the 82 World Series when they beat the Milwaukee Brewers, and I remember watching that a whole lot, and that was kind of when I became a big St. Louis Cardinals fan, is that 82 World Series, and they ended up winning that one. So actually, when I was younger, I was kind of a L.A. Dodgers fan, but the only reason was because in the 70s, every World Series was the Dodgers and the Yankees, so you had to be a fan of one of them. So.
Nice outfield. Pretty nice outfield.
Yeah. Following the 39 seasons that you've done, who is the best athlete you have covered?
Oh, at Caldwell County?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Ooh. Wow, that's
put
tough.
On the spot right there.
Yeah, it is. You know, Eliza Sindelar was a great athlete. Mr. Football, it's hard to pick against him. If I had to say, Jeff, best football player, I would say Gerald Fuqua.
Yeah.
But if I had to say best athlete, oh. Yeah, Gerald was tough. Yeah.
I didn't know. He
was on that was that 98 state championship team. They were good.
Ooh.
So, but yeah, I think overall athlete, Elijah could do anything he wanted to do pretty much.
Pretty solid answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is the best thing about being a sports reporter?
Oh, you get into the games for free. Right, Jeff?
Yeah,
that's the best thing.
Best thing about being in the
82. It's fun, though, to get to go to games. You know, it's fun on the one hand. On the other hand, there's a lot of work involved because if you're a high school sports reporter, you're usually keeping your own stats and taking your own pictures and doing your own interviews and all those things. So there's a lot that goes into it. But it's also fun. You get up close, and Jeff, I get to be down the sideline with you guys on Friday night. So, you know, I get to sit on the basket at basketball games. So yeah, there's lots of good things about it.
How many football games have you been to in a row?
Oh, I knew this was going to come up at some point. I think it's 437.
Ooh.
I think. We played 12 games. No, we played 11 games last year, right?
Yes, sir, unfortunately.
So it's somewhere, I'm trying to think. I think it's 437 right now. That's a lot. That goes back to my senior year in high school, the last game of the 1986 season.
It was a long time ago for all those 86, all those 86ers out there listening. It was a long time.
Yeah. Well, I was actually 87 grad, but it was the 86 football season.
Yeah,
so.
I figure we have a few of the class of 86 listening today. So
maybe, yeah, that'd be good.
I'm kind of hoping Will Brown's in particular.
he was 86. I was a year behind him in school. So yeah, that's a long time to go to football games. I have missed a couple of scrimmages here and there, but I haven't missed any games.
She asked about the best thing of being a sports reporter. So what's the worst thing about being a sports reporter?
Having 2 hours worth of work to do and having about 5 minutes to finish it. That's easily the toughest thing. Yeah, deadlines are awful. I was lucky for a long time that I worked at a newspaper where, you know, you didn't really have – I mean, we had a deadline, but I could kind of let it slide a little bit one way or another. And, of course, now with your Sports Edge and the radio station – it's just you just stay up until you get everything done.
Oh.
So sometimes when I post things at 2:30 in the morning, I didn't set a timer to post that. I'm actually up posting it. So.
Wow. If you could cover any sporting event, what would it be and why?
Oh, another tough one. Oh, I've got to think about that one for a second because there's a whole lot of great things out there. Probably a World Series if the St. Louis Cardinals were in it. Of course, that'd get me additional games. You know, a Super Bowl is just one game, but if I got to go to a World Series, it'd be several. So I would say probably a World Series. But I like everything. You know, every game is important. If you don't treat every game like it's important, then there's no reason to really be there covering it, I think. So that's kind of always been my approach, is that every game is important, and every player is important, every coach is important, every fan's important. So that's kind of the way I approach it.
What sport did you enjoy most playing as a kid?
Playing? I think I enjoyed baseball the most. I wasn't that great at it. I was probably a little better at basketball than anything else. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say baseball. I love playing football out on the playground, but, you know, after getting hit a couple of times, it wasn't quite as much fun. Jack, you know anything about that?
I like it.
So. You like it? Yeah, okay.
He still does, apparently.
Do you report on other schools?
Yes, we cover 12 schools with your Sports Edge. So it's really Caldwell County, Lyon County, Trigg County, all the Crittenden County, or not Crittenden County, the Christian County schools, Christian County, Hopkinsville, University Heights, Heritage Christian, Fort Campbell, Todd County Central, Dawson Springs, Madisonville, North Hopkins, Hopkins County Central. Was that, yeah, was that 12?
Yep.
Hope I didn't miss anybody on that. Be a test later at work, I'm sure.
What is your favorite CCHS memory?
Oh, probably winning the 98 football state championship. You know, I don't think a lot of people expected us to win that one. We were kind of big underdogs, about 28 points, I believe, to Danville. We ended up winning that game 38-28. So that was kind of a special moment, winning that. But, I mean, there's been a whole lot. I mean, look at some of the athletes. I mentioned Elijah Sindelar, covering Emma Talley was incredible. And she won three state championships. Really, it was four, but it's,
right.
It's three. But
We'll claim that other one here. Anyway.
Yeah. we all know she won, but I think she was good enough on the golf course and did enough great things that she could probably get along without that one state championship.
What was your favorite or best photo you have taken?
Oh, another tough question. See, Jeff, I need to get the questions in advance next time. Think about them a little bit.
Well, that's kind of, we wanted to surprise you, so.
Probably the one-handed catch that Tez Sivels had to beat Murray in the regional championship game, because I remember that play, and we were standing down in the end zone or near the end zone, and I thought there was pass interference. So we were all yelling for pass interference, wanting the referee to, and at some point, I remembered to take a picture, and it's a miracle it was in focus. It was a miracle the timing was right, but it all just worked out, you know, and it ended up being a really good picture. And I think that's probably the one a lot of people remember.
Yeah, that's my favorite one, too.
Yeah. All right, who's up next?
What CCHS coach gives the best interviews?
Wow. I got to think about this one for a minute, too. Oh. You know, Coach McClung. Coach McClung's pretty good.
It can be from the past. It doesn't have to be current. We don't want to give McClung any credit. So it can be from the past if it needs to be.
Well, I really like Pat Gates, because all I could say, hey, Pat, how about it? And he would go, you know, for 30 minutes. He would fill it. So it was awesome as a reporter. You know, you don't have to like probe for anything. He would go through everything. I didn't need to ask him about the offense or defense. He'd tell me all about it. And you know, I still enjoy talking to Pat.
Yeah, and he was on the show as a predecessor. Yeah.
Who's the best rock band of all time?
The best rock band.
I can't ask my question now.
Oh man. Yes. Best rock band or my favorite rock band? Because it's probably two different answers. But if I had to go with my favorite, Iron Maiden.
Oh.
I would go Iron Maiden. So I like Kiss. I grew up listening to a lot of Kiss, too. So, all right. Who's up next?
What is the best TV show of all time?
Oh, Star Trek. All things Star Trek.
Star Trek.
I like The Simpsons, though. Although I've gotten a little behind. I think there's so many shows now, I haven't seen them all anymore. But, yeah, pretty much anything Star Trek's good.
Oh, wait. Oh, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek.
Wow.
I love Star Wars, though. It's not like I don't like Star Wars. But, you know, there's a big difference. And, Jeff, you could probably talk about this some, too. When you talk about Star Trek, there's literally months and months of stuff out there to watch. You know, Star Wars is kind of limited. I mean, there's more movies now than there used to be, and more shows, TV shows. But when it comes to just viewing hours, Star Trek is like way beyond anything Star Wars has produced at this point.
Oh well, yeah, that's a no brainer. One of the things the kids read, the unique thing where the kids are reading the questions, and they're all sports, and then it's like, what TV show? So yeah. I don't guess they know that you're a kind of a connoisseur of pop culture as well. So we wanted to throw some of that stuff in there. But yeah, there's a lot of Star Trek stuff. And
yeah.
I've had conversations. I'm more of a Star Wars guy than a Star Trek guy. That's because I was kind of grew up on the movies or whatever. But Star Trek has got a ton of stuff. And then later on, of course, they started adding a lot of movies too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know, I could go with Simpsons references all day. You know, I've seen The Simpsons so much that. But it's been on, what, 40 years? So, you know,
and it predicts the future, apparently.
It
so
does.
If you pay attention, you'll know what's going to happen.
And it predicted the end of Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah. So, well, among other kind of crazy things.
Yeah. Yeah, people getting elected president and those kind of things. So watch The Simpsons and, you know, you'll know where to put your money. All right. Who's up next?
Do we have any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is your favorite LA/St. Louis Ram and why?
Kurt Warner, yeah. Quarterback, won a Super Bowl. Also took the Cardinals to the Super Bowl, which I thought was incredible. And if not for one play by Ben Roethlisberger, would probably have won the Super Bowl. But, Jeff, I was kind of torn in that one, too, because it was Steelers and Cardinals. And, you know, I kind of grew up a Steelers fan because, again, in the 70s, you were either a Steelers fan or you were a Cowboys fan.
So I was
either a Steelers fan. And you went to the dark side.
You chose the dark side. I never even wear black.
So yeah, Kurt Warner, just because you know, he kind of came out of nowhere, guy that was, I think they said he was stacking groceries at a grocery store and got the call for an Arena League football team and kind of built his way up through the Arena League and got to the NFL. And he wasn't even the starter on the team that won the Super Bowl. The guy that was a starter got hurt, and he took over at the start of the season and ended up winning a Super Bowl out of it. So, yeah, it's hard not to like somebody like that.
That's right. Great stories. The reporter likes the great stories.
Yeah.
What is the largest publication that has run one of your photos?
Oh.
That's a...
The Lexington Herald-Leader has. I'm not sure how many papers they were printing at the time or how many they print now. But it was an Elijah Sindelar picture. So, you know, his name keeps coming up. So he must have been a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he was.
What's the best moment in your career that you've missed? The best sports moment?
The best sports moment? Ooh. We talking like the best play ever, or
just something that you wish you had gotten, like you wish you had captured, or you missed something?
Something that I missed.
A moment that you're like, oh man, I let that one get away.
Well, there are lots of photos. You know, the best photos. We used to say the best photos never get taken, because by the time you see it, it's gone.
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah.
You almost have to anticipate a little bit and cheat a little bit and take a lot of pictures and hope you get the right one. So, because somebody asked me one time, they said, is it tough getting great sports pictures? And I said, no, it's tough getting good sports pictures. Great sports pictures are usually just happy accidents.
Yeah.
This one isn't on here, and I just have a question, because you're always at the soccer games. Who is, like, the best, like, one of the best boys or girls that you've, like, covered or taken a picture of that you can remember?
Soccer players?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Have to think about that one for a second, because there's been a whole lot. Brett Seymour scored a lot of goals. I mean, that guy. But there's been a lot of people. Just so many people that were really good that it's hard to pick out just one or two. But I know the girls had a lot of good players back in the day, because they would be in the regional championship every year. So, but I just remember Brett scoring all those goals, especially that one season. I think he had like 50 something goals that year. So that season kind of sticks out for me.
Well, I know you're really busy because you're at every sports game, but I've seen you out there on the golf course. So what's your lowest round?
Ever?
Yeah.
The best I've ever shot is 76. Now, I did shoot a 1-under on the roadside in men's league one night, which was a 34. That's my best ever round for 9 holes. Usually I try to break 90. On a good day, I can make a run at breaking 80. But usually I want something with at least an 8 in front of it if I play 18 holes. And no lost clubs or thrown clubs or anything like that.
Anybody else have anything? No? All right. Well, that's kind of – if obviously, Todd, you can kind of take back over your show now, but we wanted to take a moment and kind of put the spotlight on you for a second to kind of thank you for all the stuff that you've done. I've been at Caldwell County since 2003, and you've been a staple of sports for at least my tenure here. And you know, you've put a lot of time and effort putting in Caldwell County sports. You keep track of the records for a lot of our sports, and you're the go-to sports information guy, and you're a member of the Football Hall of Fame, and you've done a lot of really great things for us. We want to keep you going, and we just thought this was a good time to just take a moment and take a little time and appreciate you and what you've done, and thank the newspapers and the radio station and the current owners of the Edge Media Group for kind of keeping you around and keeping it something that you can make a living at. And you know, you do such a great job. We think you're the best high school sports reporter in the country, and we want to take a little time to celebrate you. So again, on the 10th, we're going to take a little time at halftime. So maybe you want to cover the Caldwell Trigg doubleheader on the 10th, if you don't
mind. Yeah, I guess I better be there.
You're invited to if you can make it over there. And we're going to take a little time and recognize you at halftime. And we just wanted to kind of kick that off today and let everybody know and just kind of take over the show and let it be about you for a second instead of you making it about everybody else.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate the recognition. Thanks to everybody for coming in. I hope my answers were good because, you know, when you're trying to interview somebody, you're always wanting really good answers out of them. You don't want short answers. So I tried not to give short answers today, but they probably were because, you know, I didn't have a cheat sheet this time like I usually do.
You did awesome, man. These guys and for you, not the kids didn't have the questions long. I handed them to them on the way here, and they were kind of reading. And so I kind of put together some questions and asked Mr. Felker. He had a couple
of
suggestions. So we wanted to kind of just throw it back at you a little bit, and we wanted to try to get. We couldn't get every team represented because that would take forever. I don't know if I could come up with enough questions for everybody to ask like that. But we try to get a good cross section of our teams, and you know, just kind of say thank you and appreciate you, and thank you to everybody involved with from your Sports Edge all the way down to PKY to, you know, back when you were with Mr. Hutchinson at the Times Leader, and you know, because that's where you were when I got over here, and I'll miss somebody because I can't say before, but whatever you've done before, we appreciate you, and just want to take a second to recognize that, and hopefully we'll see it. Well, we know we'll see you before Tuesday night, but Tuesday night's going to be your night, so we're going to take a little time to recognize
you.
Then, so.
Well, if Twyman hadn't put me on the air, you know, we might not even be here right now.
That's right. Mr. Bourne, got to thank him for sure. Yeah. He's my old neighbor, so I hope he's doing well. I hope he's listening this morning. So I do want to kind of take a couple seconds to kind of catch up on our schedule because we have some other events coming up, if that's okay.
Yeah.
We've got on Friday night, we host senior nights. We have boys and girls senior nights Friday night, so come out to boy and girl doubleheader versus Christian County. The kids are having the homecoming dance on Saturday, but Monday night will be the homecoming ceremony versus Crittenden County. So that's the boys' JV varsity game versus Crittenden County will be homecoming. Also, at halftime of the boys' game, we're going to recognize the Youth Incorporated boys' teams on that night as well. Of course, Tuesday night will be Todd night. And then next Thursday, we're going to recognize the girls' Youth Incorporated teams at the girls' Union County game, which will be before the boys play Henderson. So that's a doubleheader. So we're kind of fast and furious here wrapping up the basketball season. We've got some special events coming up. And, you know, boys and girls wrestling are getting ready to go to regionals and all that good stuff. So winter sports is ending, and fall or in spring sports are about to get going. So just wanted to kind of throw that out there as well.
You know, I'm going to think up better answers later, right? That, you know, it's like asking questions. You always think of the best question right after the interview is over.
Well, it's tough sometimes to be put on the spot, you know. And I think some of these kids are kind of like, yeah, Todd, that's how we feel when you ask us a question. We kind of put us on the spot, and we get off the mic, and we think, man, I wish I would have said that. So, but that's all right. You were great, obviously. So that's the kids did a good job, and I appreciate the time and recognition to kick this thing off, man.
All right. Before everybody leaves, though, tell us again your name and what sports you play.
My name is Troy Freeman, and I play volleyball and tennis.
I'm Aaliyah Towns, and I play soccer.
I'm Jack Roach, and I play football and basketball.
I'm Scott Cortner. I play baseball and golf.
All right, appreciate everybody coming in today. And, Jeff, you guys have a busy week and or two coming up for basketball before the season gets over.
Yeah, we do. We do. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to kind of get caught up from the snow break and had a little time off snow. Both basketball teams have had a good showing coming out of the break, so hopefully we can capture a little momentum. We've got to finish the regular season. Districts are done, so and just gear up for the district tournament the last week of the month at district tournaments at Central, and hopefully if we should compete for a spot in the regional tournament, so we're kind of looking forward to that too. And you know, and then wrestling's kind of they're getting ready. Their regional will be before basketball district, so they're kind of gearing up. This is the last weekend of regular season wrestling, and then the regionals kind of get started. And so you got the girls' regionals, then the boys, and then We anticipate having a few kids going to state in wrestling as well. So it's going to get real busy real quick here.
And it's almost spring sports time too.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of doing some off season workouts. I know the tennis team's been in the weight room and working out, and Coach K's got those guys getting ready and conditioning. They haven't got. It's not really warm enough to get outside. I know they go down to the lake some and do some hitting. And was it Lake Barkley? Is that where you go?
Ken Lake.
Do some Ken Lake stuff down there. The baseball and softball teams have been in the indoor. They'll have tryouts in and around the 15th, and then the track team has gotten started. And you know they're kind of working. And them and the tennis team kind of work around the school just wherever there's an open spot because they can't get outside, but they're still trying to get started and get some work in. And so all those things are going, and when the winter sports kind of, you know, when they end, those kids will go on to their spring sports, and we'll transition to that. But it is a busy time, and we're transitioning. And I kind of, you know, nobody likes the aftermath of the snow, but sometimes you get 2 or 3 days, just kind of take your breath and, you know, kind of say, all right, this is where we are, move forward. So we're coming out of that. So it's about to get going.
All right. Appreciate everybody coming in this morning.
Thank you, Todd. We appreciate you.